Five little puppies dug a hole under the fence and went for a walk in the wide, wide world. Through the meadow they went, down the road, over the bridge, and up the hill, one right after the other. And when they got to the top of the hill, they counted themselves. 1, 2, 3, 4. One little puppy wasn't there. Now, where in the world is that pokey little puppy? They wondered, for he certainly wasn't on top of the hill. He wasn't going down the other side. He wasn't coming up this side. No, he wasn't. He wasn't coming up this side. When they looked down at the grassy place near the bottom, there he was, running round and round, his nose to the ground. What is he doing? The four little puppies asked one another, and down they went to see Roly-Poly, Pell-Mell, Tumble-Bumble. Till they came to the green grass and stopped short. What in the world are you doing? They asked. Smell something, said the pokey little puppy. And then the four puppies began to sniff, and they smelled it too. Rice pudding, they said, and home they went as fast as they could. Over the bridge, up the road, through the meadow, and under their fence. And there, sure enough, dinner waiting for them, with the rice pudding for dessert. But their mother was greatly displeased. So you're the pokey little puppies who dig holes under fences, she said. No rice pudding for you tonight. She made them go straight to bed. But the pokey little puppy came home after everyone was asleep and ate up all the rice pudding, and he crawled into bed happy as a lark. The next morning, someone had filled up the hole and put up a sign. The sign said, "Don't ever dig holes under this fence." In spite of that, the five little puppies dug a hole under the fence and went out for a walk in the wide, wide world. Through the meadow they went, down the road, over the bridge, across the green, and up the hill to the hill. They counted themselves, and one little puppy wasn't there. Where is that pokey little puppy? They wondered, for he wasn't on top of the hill, or going down the other side, or coming up this side. They looked down at the grassy place at the bottom of the hill. There he was, looking hard at something on the ground in front of him. What is he doing? The four little puppies asked one another. Down they went to see Roly-Poly, Pell-Mell, Tumble-Bumble, until they stopped short. It was a ripe red strawberry growing there in the grass. Strawberry shortcake, they cried, and home they went as fast as they could. Over the bridge, up the road, through the meadow, and under the fence. And there, sure enough, there was dinner waiting for them, with strawberry shortcake for dessert. But their mother said, "So you're the little puppies who dug that hole under the fence again. No strawberry shortcake for supper tonight." And she made them go straight to bed. But the four little puppies waited till they thought she was asleep. Then they slipped out and filled the hole. When they turned around, there was their mother waiting for them. "Well, what good little puppy," she said. "Come and have some strawberry shortcake." And this time, the pokey little puppy got home, he had to squeeze in through a wide place in the fence. And there were his four brothers and sisters licking the last crumbs from their saucers. "Dear me," said his mother, "it's a pity you're so pokey. Now all the strawberry shortcake is all gone." So the pokey little puppy had to go to bed without a single bite. But he felt very sorry for himself. And the next morning, someone had to put up a sign that read, "No dessert ever, unless puppies never dig holes under this fence again. Never. No dessert for little puppies, pokey or otherwise."